this and dedicate to all women in the place to speak up for yourself. Men the man them know say that you fat, you buff, extra puff and rough. Shags man and rape on this one, new brand bound to come number one. Watch it.
And you feel big up, all of the women them big up, big up. All of the girl them big up, big up. All of the women them big up, big up.
Yes, it's time for your weekly big up. And of course, that's when we honor a student that's doing something amazing. Either they're doing something great in school, they're getting great grades, maybe they're a genius, maybe they're doing something great for the community, maybe they have an amazing talent, and this week is going to be of no difference. We're going to look back at a big up for a student that got big up status back in 1922. Now, seeing that the Olympics, the 2016 Olympics, are only a couple months away, I thought it'd be fun to look at one of the youngest Olympians ever recorded in history. Of course, your weekly big up is brought to you by St. Martin Optical. Check them out on the Pondville Road. They are your local optometry center. They have a local optometrist available 5 days a week, and not to mention anything you need for your eyewear needs, they got it. And they also produce your glasses right there on the spot, so make sure you check them out. And it's also brought to you by Island Real Estate. Check them out at ireteam.com. If you go to their website, they have all kinds of listings for land, for homes, for rentals, for purchase, whatever you need real estate wise, they got your back. Check them out, ireteam.com. Now, for this week's big up, we're going all the way back, several years, about 50 years, to look at Marjorie Gestring. She was born November 18th, 1922, and she was a competitive springboard diver from the United States who won the gold medal in 3-meter springboard diving at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, Germany, at the age of 13 years, 268 days. By the way, anytime they talk about a young Olympian, they always add how many days within the years you are, because they really want to be specific. So she became the youngest person ever to win an Olympic gold medal. A multi-time national diving champion in the United States, she was given a second Olympic gold medal by the United States Olympic Committee after the 1940 Summer Olympics were called off due to World War II. She attempted to make an Olympic return in 1948, but failed to qualify for the U.S. team. She has been inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame and the Stanford Athletic Hall of Fame. During her diving career, Gestring won her first major title at the Amateur Athletic Union meeting in Chicago in 1936. In the tryouts for the 1936 Summer Olympics for the United States team, she placed second in qualifying in the 3-meter springboard event behind Catherine Rawls. She then became the youngest person ever to win an Olympic gold medal at the age of 13 years old in what was considered to be an upset considering the field and in the final. Her final dive won her the competition, and her rival Rawls greeted her as she left the pool, who had already recognized that the dive had given her the gold medal. I had already given the gold medal to Gestring, not sure how to pronounce her name, but she's dope, instead of her. So the winning score was 89.27, while Rawls' score was 88.35, so it was rather close. And she was part of an All-American top three in the final round, with Rawls winning silver in second place and Dorothy Ponchon Hill winning bronze and third. Put that on pause. Winning pots in third, Rawls and Gestring were described as being on a duel for the gold medal in front of the crowd of 15,000 spectators in Berlin. So that is your weekly big up for today. Shout out to, I'm still trying to figure out how to say her last name, Marjorie Gestring. Oh my gosh. Her last name is not Gestring, I hope. And she passed away in 1992, unfortunately, at the age of 69. But that just means our kids could be competing for the Olympics. You just got to work them out really, really hard. Now, of course, your weekly big up is brought to you by Island Real Estate. Check them out at ireteam.com. Once again, anything you need real estate-wise, if you want to rent a home, if you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to purchase land, if you need a commercial space, they got your back. Check them out on their website. They have all their information there at ireteam.com. And it's also brought to you by St. Martin Optical, right located on the Pondville Road. Check them out for all of your eyewear and your eyeglasses needs. Now, I want you guys to stick around. It is Schoolyard Monday, and I got your Urban Word coming up shortly.